Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, yeah, so now the real question comes into play, like, was this it for Tom? And I remember it was 27-3. It was just an utter embarrassment at the time. And I'm sitting there watching the game. I was watching, my wife's down there, my kid's down there, and I was talking about this could be it. You know, who knows? And she's like, he can't go out like this. He can't go out in a game like this. I'm like, well, if he goes out, other than only one team doesn't lose its last game. Like, there's always going to be can't go out like this. The odds are he's going to lose his last football game he plays.
Yeah.
Right? The odds are. I mean,
yes.
It's most likely he will lose the last, unless they don't make the playoffs and he wins week 18, you know, because they're like 7-9. But then he makes a comeback, of the ages again. Like, didn't finish the job 28-3. They end up losing that football game. You're like, well, could probably stomach that. His last game was another epic comeback. You know what I mean?
It wasn't his fault that they lost.
Right.
It wasn't like Mac Jones all year never getting an opportunity to come. No, when they asked him to bring him back and tie it, he did. He did his job. I'm with you. Listen, we've been talking
about
it for a while.
Short of winning a Super Bowl, that's the best way you could go out.
Like even the Super Bowl against Philly, like that was like, that kind of sucked.
I'm just saying,
he fumbles the ball.
He walked off the field. His team scored a touchdown.
I think you feel good about yourself. That you did pretty much all you could possibly do under the circumstances when nothing was going around. And I was saying, and your offensive line was just a shell of themselves. It was terrible. You got no help whatsoever. Guys hitting you left and right. That'll force you to retire early.
Oh, this is Tom Brady post game. This is what he had to say about it when asked about his retirement.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so we'll just take it day by day and see. Kind of see where we're at.
Did you at least take a moment as you came off the field or at any time today to think about that, to think that this might be the last time I'm out here?
No, I was thinking about winning. That's kind of my mentality always, to go out there and try to win, give my team the best chance to win.
What would be the biggest factor for you in making that decision going forward?
Truthfully, guys, I'm thinking about this game and not thinking about anything past 5 minutes from now.
So, I mean, listen, if Brady's thinking about retiring, he's not going to announce it after a football game, right? He is going to take some time. The question is he leaning that way? So during the game, Chris Collinsworth with Al Michaels talking about what Brady had said to them in like the pre-game meetings.
We're in our meeting with Tom Brady the other day, and we said, do you ever think about a perfect ending? And he said, winning the Super Bowl, but I don't know that that's this year. I'd love to end on a Super Bowl. He paused. And then said, but I think I'll know when I know, but there's a lot that's inconclusive.
And I think part of it is going to be, what kind of team can we put together? And let's look at it. Same sort of thing that I think Aaron Rodgers said.
But again, this is the thing. Like, so you already did it. If you're Brady, you did it with one team. You brought every single person back. Every single person back that helped you win a Super Bowl the first time, you brought them all back. Now, yes, there were some injuries, and there were some guys that just flat out left you, like Antonio Brown. But that was ultimately the best case scenario for a quarterback that was deciding whether or not he could come back. Do you actually think they're going to bring the same group back? They can't. Guys are going to leave. Contracts are going to get are going to run out. Guys are going to get old, and they're going to have to transition. When he does leave, the Tampa Bay Bucs will go from one of the top five teams in the NFL to the worst team in the NFL because everybody's leaving. So what else is he talking about? Okay, he's gonna have to wait and see some things.
The drum.
I've been pretty good lately on some of my predictions. Okay, I'm just saying. So if your offensive coordinator leaves, do you think he wants to come back? If Bruce Arians leaves, do you think he wants to come back?
And I've heard people say, well, Arians leaves, he can bring the guy he wants in. Like what, just for like one more year?
Was it? No, that's
just to have fun for one more year?
That is such a gamble. That is just doing it to do it. And I don't think he's going to do that. I think he's going to be more measured. I think he's going to put some more thought and effort into it instead of just going, you know what? What the hell? Let's just try it. Like, he's not like that. He's not, let's just see if it happens. Let's just roll the dice and maybe we'll get lucky. No, he's very measured. He's very he thinks it out to the, you know, 8-9 months into the future. And I would say that opportunity with this team, I think he squeezed every ounce of juice out of that lemon. Like every single ounce of it. There's nothing left. So what, you're gonna run it back again? And do you think it's gonna get better? It's not gonna get better. Like, you already maximized your opportunity the first year.
See, I would say, like, you know, mentally, you know, kind of like athletes at that point, like if it's time to retire, then, you know, if he's talking about waiting a month, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, he'll start to maybe start doing, working out a little bit, and then just the fire's not there.
Yeah, right? And I think that's
where a lot of guys are at. They work out in the off season, and they always work out, you know, baseball, you always start working out November, December, and you're working out, but the intensity's not there, and you're like, what am I doing? And you know, you have trouble going out to work. You're not as fired up to go work out. The motivation isn't there, and you're just like, I just don't think I have it.
Yeah.
And meeting with the Tampa Bay Bucks and them telling you, like, who's coming back and who doesn't, like, you talk about needing to be, like, on the fence for that to decide whether you want to retire from the game of football or not. Like, I don't know if that's it. You know, like, if he's either going to be like, I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm not into it anymore because they come back. I mean, like you said, okay, we're going to lose Godwin. You know, AB's out of the picture. But we're going to make a run on so-and-so. But we need to know if you're here or not. Well, there's no guarantee we're going to get him either. You know, we need to make a run at this guy. We're going to try to get this guy and that guy. What are you going to do? Wait for the first week of free agency? See who you landed? And say, okay, yeah, this is a team I want to come back to? So I'm not so sure it has to do with, like, the team building. He either wants to come back, and they will do everything they can to get players, or he doesn't. I don't think he waits and finds out. You know, it's one or the other.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.